Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hi, welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm Kathy Orman, your host. Today we're going to talk about green smoothies, power-packed drinkable salads. Have you ever noticed that there's a lot of hype about green smoothies and you're wondering what the fuss is all about? You may even be thinking that green smoothies don't sound very appetizing, let alone healthy. Well, I got to tell you, I thought the same thing until I tried them for myself. They really are power-packed drinkable salads, especially if you make them yourself. So today, we're going to talk about why green smoothies are so terrific and why they're so popular. We're going to talk about the nutritional value that's in green smoothies, and then we'll compare homemade smoothies to packaged or commercial smoothies. We'll also talk about how you can make them yourself. It's really easy. And we'll talk about protein powders. I'll give you some tips on what to look for when you're buying a protein powder or when you're thinking about buying a protein powder. So let's jump right in. Why make green smoothies? What makes them so great and so popular? Well, first of all, they're pretty easy to make. There's not a whole lot of rocket science to it. It's very simple. And they're also pretty easy to clean up. Doesn't take very long. It takes far less time to make a green smoothie than it does to cook. So you can really get lots of nutrition, and it's pretty time efficient. Green smoothies can be a balanced meal on the go. So if you're really, really busy, it can certainly fit into your lifestyle quite easily. You just need to make sure you have enough of the right elements, protein, fiber, good fats, and the right ingredients that provide lots of nutrition for you. It's great for one of those busy days. So green smoothies are also quite healthy because they have a life force. Now, what is life force? What does that mean? Fruits and vegetables are living organisms, and they actually have live life force energy. Our body thrives on live life force energy. So when we have things that have life force, our cells actually take that life force in and thrive from it. So life force and that sort of energy is very important for our well-being. And smoothies certainly have that. And the other thing, it's a great way to beat the summer heat. So if you're in a hot climate or if it's really hot weather, green smoothies can be quite cooling. So what exactly makes them power-packed? What kind of nutritional value do they actually have for us? Well, green smoothies are called green because they have a lot of vegetables and green leafy greens in them. That's what gives them their green color, which is very healthy. So green smoothies have an amazing nutritional impact, very positive for our body. And if you make the smoothie yourself, you can control the nutrition that goes into it. You control the ingredients, and you can actually make it as nutritious as you want, depending on the ingredients you choose. So the benefits of green smoothies, especially when you make them yourself, they help to keep your blood sugar at a healthy level. And that can have a balancing effect on your metabolism and your energy. And why balancing your blood sugar is very important is because when we have the wrong foods and we spike our blood sugar and get into blood sugar issues, it's very unhealthy. It causes all sorts of negative health issues, obesity, diabetes, all sorts of things, inflammation. And we want to avoid that. Green smoothies can keep our blood sugar at the right level so that we don't have to have those kinds of issues. And the way that that happens in green smoothies is we use fruit to sweeten the smoothie instead of added sugars and chemicals. So the fruit and the vegetables we use have the right nutrition, the fiber, and we use the right protein, and it does balance the blood sugar. So the next benefit is that green smoothies can help balance our body's pH level. which is really, really important. Greens are very alkalizing, and that's good for us. Now, the reason we need to have the right pH balance is because our body cannot survive if we're too acidic or far too alkaline. So we have to have a pH level right in the middle. And our standard North American diet generally leaves us with an acidic pH level. And when we have green smoothies, especially when we make them ourselves, we have green alkalizing ingredients, and that brings the acidic level down naturally. So it's very healthy for us. Green smoothies can help us build our immune system because they contain phytonutrients and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals that support healthy immunity. Green smoothies can also aid digestion. You can choose ingredients into your green smoothie that have properties that help digestive issues. Maybe cilantro, ginger, or kefir, which is a probiotic beverage. You can put those into your green smoothie, and that helps the digestion. Green smoothies can also be heart healthy. We can make sure to include the right kinds of oils, like omega-3 fatty acids, that are good for our heart. So there's a whole lot of benefits and a whole lot of nutritional impact, positive nutritional impact on our body from green smoothies. So let's compare homemade smoothies to packaged or commercial smoothies. Let's start with the commercial smoothies or the packaged smoothies. Let's look at the pros and cons and see kind of what positive and negative effects there are, what positive and negative things are in commercial smoothies. Well, the pros, on the pro side, commercial smoothies are fast because they're pre-made. We don't have to do any of that. So there's no kitchen mess to clean up. And we're able to choose whatever flavor we want. It's a limited choice, but still there's various choices that we can make. Now, on the downside of packaged or commercial smoothies, most of them have a lot of added sugars or hidden sugars. So when you have a commercial or packaged powdered smoothie that you mix up, you don't always know what you're getting in terms of sugar. So it could be a lot of sugar, it could be minimal amount of sugar. You're never really sure. Most of them also have chemicals, and those come in the form of fillers and even flavor enhancers or chemical sweeteners. So not a great idea to be taking chemicals into our body, I don't think. Commercial or packaged smoothies are also generally more expensive than making it yourself. They do cost quite a bit. And when you have commercial or packaged smoothies, there are very limited choices in what you can get, and you're really limited ingredients. You can read the ingredients list, but you're still pretty limited to what choices are offered to you from the manufacturer. And commercial smoothies may or may not have the same nutritional value as homemade smoothies. It always depends on what the ingredients are. So now let's look at the pros and cons of homemade smoothies. With homemade smoothies, you know exactly what's in it because you put it there. And that's big because you choose what you want in it. And it's easy to get your ingredients when you're doing your shopping every week. And from that point of view, you can also put all organic ingredients into your smoothie if you want to. So it can be a totally 100% organic smoothie, if that's what you choose. So when we make our own smoothies, we use whole food ingredients, and we don't put any empty fillers or any chemicals or any chemical sweeteners in it. So we avoid that whole area of foods that aren't healthy. Your homemade green smoothies can be made with fruits and vegetables that are in season. So that makes it really economical. For instance, right now, berries are in season, so they're a little bit cheaper. So you can put berries in your green smoothie as well as greens and vegetables. And it's great. The berries are really healthy and they're fresh. So that's always a good plus too. When you make your own green smoothie, you can customize it to suit your taste because, of course, you're going to choose the ingredients that you like. And you can create your own combinations. You don't have to have a combination that somebody else decided is a good combination. You can create your own good combination. So one of the best things about making your own green smoothie is that you can actually choose what you put in it for your own nutrition. So you can customize it to your nutritional needs. So you can make a smoothie that's high in antioxidants to support your immune system. You can put in ingredients that support your digestive system. So if you're feeling your digestion's a little bit sluggish, for instance, or a little bit off, you can choose to put ingredients that have a little bit higher fiber to get things moving. Or you can put in things like ginger that's really soothing for the digestive system. It's those kind of customizations that are really valuable. You can also put in a little bit more of the green leafy greens to give it a little bit more alkalinity if you're thinking that maybe you've had a little bit too many acidic kind of foods. Also, when you make your own, you certainly will be making an allergen-free green smoothie because you know all the things that you're allergic to and you won't be putting those allergens into your smoothie. So it's totally customized. It can be gluten-free. It can be nut-free. You can make it dairy-free. It can be totally free of all the things that bother you, and you can make it with all the things that help you to thrive. The other thing is that it's always fresh because you just made it. And so you don't have to put preservatives in it because you're going to be drinking it either right away or within a certain number of hours. So it's always really fresh. Now there's a couple of drawbacks to making your own green smoothies, but they're fairly small, I think. It does take a little bit of time, does take effort, does take a little bit of planning to sort of pick up the groceries when you're at doing your grocery shopping. There is a little bit of mess to clean up too, so it's not nearly as bad as cooking a meal, but when you're in a hurry in the morning, it's pretty quick cleanup. And as I mentioned, you have to be organized and shop for the ingredients. All in all, I would say clearly there are a huge number of advantages to making your own green smoothies. And these are customized, drinkable salads that are power-packed with nutrition. A great value, especially for the amount of money they cost you. It's a great, great value. So we're going to take a little break here and have a word from our sponsor. When we come back, we'll be talking about how to make your own green healthy smoothie. And we'll also talk about protein powders. We'll give you some tips about what to look for when you are considering buying a protein powder or when you are actually at the store and you're looking for the right protein powder for you.
Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Hi, this is Kathy. Welcome back to Sugar Talk and More. Before the break, we were talking about how wonderful green smoothies are. They're actually power-packed drinkable salads, and it's a great way to get nutrition. So now I'm really excited to be able to tell you how to make your own customized green drinkable salad, something that's going to be nourishing for you and nutritious and wonderful. So let's get at it. So the first thing we want to do is go to your cupboard and pull out your blender, your magic bullet, your Vitamix, whatever you have that's going to whiz this thing up, this wonderful green smoothie up for you. So next, once you got your blender out, we're going to get into the fruits. We're going to wash, peel, core, prepare, chop the fruits as necessary. Whatever it is you have to do, take the core out of the apple or what have you, and put that into the blender first. Now, some ideas about what fruit you can use. You can use apples, pears, oranges, mangoes. Half a banana is great. A whole banana, too much sugar in a whole banana, really, but a half a banana is perfect. You could use avocado, you could use kiwi, or you could throw in a handful of your favorite berries. So once you got the blender out and the fruit into the blender, step three is getting the healthy greens, the vegetables out. So you could use things like red and green leaf lettuce, you could use spinach, you could use kale, you could use celery, cucumber, lettuce, as I said, broccoli, cilantro, parsley, or you could even put in some ginger if your digestion needs a little bit of support. Ginger's great. Just peel it and chop it and throw it in. Maybe some fresh lemon would give it a little bit of a zing for you. So you just need to wash, peel, core, chop those things as necessary, and throw them into the blender. So once you've got your fruits and your veggies all in there, then you're going to think about what healthy liquid you want. Now, we need about 1 to 2 cups of a healthy liquid. You could use coconut water, filtered tap water. You could use coconut milk. You could use unsweetened almond milk. Or if you're okay with dairy, you could put cow's milk in if you like. So that's the next thing into the blender, a couple of cups of liquid. So once you've got your fruits, your green veggies, your liquid in there, you're going to snap the lid on nice and tight and turn it on. Get it all blended up. And while it's blending, you're going to add a healthy protein source. So things that you can think about for a healthy protein source would be a handful of almonds, a handful of raw walnuts, some hemp hearts, flaxseed, or maybe even some chia seeds. Now, the thing with chia seeds that you have to remember is that they will absorb water, so you want to make sure you add enough of your liquid in there because it will thicken up with chia seeds. Or if you have a protein powder, a good quality protein powder in your kitchen, you can certainly add a scoop of that in there, and that'll be a good protein source for you. So now we've got the fruits, we've got the green veggies, we've got your liquid, and it's all getting whirred up in the blender. You've added your healthy protein source and it's still going in the blender. You want to think about how to make it a little bit more nutritionally balanced by putting a healthy fat in there. Our body needs healthy fats, and sources of the omega-3 fats, the fatty acids, are the best, like maybe avocado or milled flaxseed or walnuts, maybe some olive oil, a tablespoon of olive oil or flaxseed oil, avocado oil. I wouldn't recommend any of the less expensive oils like canola oil, sunflower oil, or soy oil. They're a little bit too high in the omega-6 fatty acids, and omega-3s is really what we need a bit more of. So I would stay away from those less expensive oils. So now that it's all going in the blender, you can sort of get an idea of how thick it is, and if you need to add a little bit more liquid, you can do that while it's processing, while it's going. So add a little bit more water if you need to and let it go for just another few seconds. And that's it. You've got your drinkable salad. It's a power-packed, wonderful green smoothie. So enjoy. Stop the blender, pour a little bit into your glass, and have a taste. And from here, you can always adjust it. You can add other ingredients. You can add another flavor, like if you want a little bit more ginger in there or anything else that you can think of that you would like the flavor of. You can, a whole food that is, throw it in and blend it up a little bit more. And that's all there is to making your own power-packed drinkable salad. So congratulations, you've just made your first green smoothie. Enjoy. Next, we're going to jump right into talking about protein powders. There's lots of protein powders out there in the market, and it's pretty confusing as to what's what with protein powders. So first, let's talk about what's in protein powders. The three most common protein sources in these protein powders are whey protein, soy protein, and casein or milk protein. Now, whey protein is a water-soluble milk protein, and it's an animal source protein, which is fine. It's a complete protein, which is a good thing, and it is absorbed quite quickly in the digestive tract, which is also another positive for it. Whey protein is tasteless in its unflavored and unsweetened state. So the manufacturers may put in a little bit of flavorings, a little bit of fillers, a little bit of sugar, or sweeteners, because whey protein itself doesn't have much flavor at all. So you might want to watch for that. Soy protein. Soy protein is a plant protein that's derived from ground soybeans, and it's also a complete protein, which is good. The only drawback about soy protein is it contains isoflavones, which are controversial because they are compounds that are capable of producing an estrogen-like effect on the body. So you might want to think about that, whether or not that's something that you need to stay away from. There is a characteristic taste in soy protein. So typically, manufacturers will add a bit more flavorings, a bit more sugar, that sort of thing, to temper the flavor of soy. Now, the third kind of protein is casein or milk protein. And this is actually the main protein that's found in milk, and it's also an animal protein. And casein is absorbed by the digestive system more slowly and steadily, which is not a bad thing at all. It's just a little bit different than whey protein. Casein is also tasteless in its unflavored and unsweetened state. So again, protein manufacturers may add more sugar or more flavorings into a protein mix that has a base of casein. And on the label, you may also see it labeled as calcium caseinate instead of just casein. So there are other plant proteins. There's pea protein, and these are all equally as good. Pea protein, hemp seeds, and milled flax seeds, and also chia seeds. And these other proteins also contain healthy fats like omega-3 fatty acids. They have fiber, and they're also good sources of protein. Just to let you know what's out there. So now I have five tips for you about what to look for when you're shopping for a protein powder. So the first thing is you're going to need to read the ingredients list. That's really, really important. The ingredients list tells you a lot of things. And also, you might want to have a look at the nutritional information. That's a little table that's printed on the label. So look for a protein source that meets your needs. If you're a vegetarian, look for the plant source proteins instead of the animal source proteins like whey and casein. If you're lactose intolerant, again, look for the plant proteins because they're not milk-based. If soy bothers you, then make sure you're looking for soy on the label and avoid that. So the second tip is to look at the sugar content and the artificial or chemical sweetener kind of content in the product. And you definitely want to avoid products with a lot of sugar and a lot of artificial chemicals and artificial sweeteners. Those simply aren't healthy. They don't support our health in any way. So that's the second tip. Avoid those artificial chemical sweeteners and high amounts of sweeteners. Tip number three, look for a product that has a short ingredients list. Now that may sound a little bit strange, but the less ingredients that are in it, the better it is, because then you know it's not filled with all sorts of chemicals that you can't read. You can't read the names of, you can't understand what they are. If it's a short ingredients list and you can pronounce every ingredient, you can understand what it is, it's likely to be a healthier product. So short ingredients list pretty much equals less chemicals and less fillers. Tip number four, Look for a whole foods protein powder, one that contains a mix of whole foods such as quinoa, flax seed powder, hemp seed powder, pumpkin seed powder, and chia seed powder. These are all whole foods, and they all have great nutritional properties. So look for a whole foods one instead of one that you can't understand all the ingredients. So the fifth tip is look for a versatile protein powder. Unflavored or vanilla-flavored protein powders are actually the most versatile. You can add your own flavors to them, and they're just a lot more versatile, and you get a lot more sort of use out of those ones than you would out of, say, a chocolate-flavored protein powder or a rhubarb-flavored protein powder. So that's the five tips. Let's recap the five tips real quick. Look for a protein. Well, there's actually six tips. First thing is read the ingredients list and the nutritional information. Secondly, look for a protein source that fits your needs. Third, look for a protein that has very little sugar and no artificial sweeteners or chemicals. Number four is look for a product with a short ingredients list. Number five, look for a whole foods protein powder. And number six, look for something that will be versatile, like unflavored or vanilla. So thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you're excited about making your own green smoothies. They are actually, they truly are power-packed drinkable salads. So hopefully this is something that you can incorporate into your lifestyle, and it'll fit with your busy life and give you the nutrition you need. That wraps up our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed learning how to make a green smoothie. Next week, we'll be talking about health and beauty and how they relate to each other, so please join us then. Thanks for listening. This is Kathy Orman. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.